Thank you for choosing to listen to this message. At Coastal, we believe in changing and enriching lives through the power of the Word. We pray that this sermon would be a blessing to you.
Happy Mom's Day. Happy Mom's Day. I always heard this, that the dads are like the heads of the house and the wife is the neck that moves ahead. But today I heard something, oh, so super special. No, the heart. Mom's the heart. The heart of the home is Mom. Yeah, I may have the role and the responsibility as head in that. But man, without the heart, my head going nowhere. I tell you what, and I've got a great heart in our home. And you can always tell the heart of a home when you walk in, and that's the mom. Mom sets the tone. And I just want to congratulate you moms for sticking out with us husbands and sticking out with us, our kids. Eh? And I'm just reminded of my mom. She's my legend, one of my legends, my mom. And at her memorial service, I spoke about her hands. Because she had character hands. Those hands disciplined me. Those hands pulled my ear. Those hands sorted me out. And she had to do some extreme measures because she had polio in one of her legs. So we could outget her and outrun her. But boy, she couldn't outmaneuver her. Sometimes she'd trap you and that's it. If she gets a grip on you, you're toast. You are going down with bruises. Because she's a feisty lady. I'd love it when some men come up and, hello, Mrs. Palmer, and give it the sloppish handshake. And she grabs and just crushes it. And you see this guy's eyes bop out of her head. I said, don't mess with this lady. And that's, I just honor you, Mom. Yay, raised 9 of us. Come on, Valerie. Before I preach, the ladies did a marvelous job at getting together yesterday. And I think there were 56 of you all having a high tea. Janice, is that your idea? That's your idea. We just want to honor those that have just kind of really put the shoulder to the plow and made it all happen.
So I know you're going to hate doing this, but too bad, too sad. Can we have Judge Janice, Merciful Melanie,
well, I've come up here.
Sweet Sherry, Linda, where's Joan? Kathy, Lady K, and Candace. Please come up, otherwise you don't get your... I'll get Judge Janice to hand them out for you. We called her Judge Janice because she had her judge hammer yesterday. Man, she was only hammering that thing. If these ladies here, you don't know what they do behind the scenes. But even better than that, you don't hear the conversations. I love being around these women because they are so honest. So blunt, so straight, and yet all have a heart for Jesus and for others. So ladies, thank you so much. It was hard work. I know it was harder than here, but thank you. Yeah, if it's anybody's fault, it's just Judge Janice. See Judge Janice.
You got your own microphone now, so I can.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, forgot about that.
Anyway, I got one of the moms in the house to preach this morning. Valerie is going to be ministering. I love her teaching gift, and I love her way of making us smile and then slapping us with the word. So I just want to just pray for her and pray for our time together, and I want our hearts to be open and ready to receive God's word. And we want to pray for you, moms, at the end. So we have a ministry time which we're really looking forward to. So Father, thank you. Thank you for the moms. Thank you that. We're together today. We thank you for those that are online and joining us. Welcome, Father. Make them feel welcome as they sit and join us. We ask that you be with Val as she brings her gift to the table and allows the word that you've placed on her heart to minister to us. And I thank you that we be lifted and be edified and be blessed because that is what you do as a dad. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Larry, don't pluck my eyebrows when I'm trying to pray.
I couldn't help it. As he's praying, I see this one eyebrow going. So I just quickly pulled it out. Sorry for that, Rogi. Sorry for that day. Well, it's so good to be with you. I feel like I'm in a toilet here. But I'll keep talking. It's just wonderful to be a mom, but I want you to know this message is not just for moms. It's for everybody. And secondly, Maria and I did not have a conversation about what she was going to share, because everything she shared is everything I'm going to share today, just in a different form. So she shared yesterday at the ladies' breakfast, and We hadn't even conversed. So I love when God just ties things. Well, I'll be. It's so nice to have you today. That's the other part of the family, the little cruisers. So nice to have you. I know I was hoping my kids would be here today, but Nathan had to work. So you bless your parents' hearts. I know you do. So today is Mother's Day. Every day is Mother's Day, actually. But I just wanted to share. I'm going to do some fun things, and then we'll just see where it goes. But I want to show you three daddy daycare slides. So there's one. That's how dads look after babies, just tie them to the crib and put their arms in their pants so they can't move. Next one. And then the last one. I like that other one. Free stuff. Please take it for me. No return. Non-refundable. All right. I'm going to also give you some Mother's Day quotes because I can. And listen, please. I love you men. So when the ladies are up here, we can joke about you. When you're up here, you can joke about us. And if you can't learn to laugh at yourself, this is not a good place to be. Because we will teach you to laugh at yourself and with yourself. So number one, silence is golden. Unless you have kids, then silence is just suspicious. I know when there was silence, I go, oh no, where are my boys? Especially at church, they found their way to the kitchen. And when it came to tea time, all the milk was gone. They put stones in the kettle. I mean, not our kids. It was everybody else. It was the deacon's kids. The second one, my mother's menu consisted of two choices, take it or leave it. I think we need to get back to that today. The next one, it's not easy being a mom. If it were easy, fathers would do it. I love that. And the dad can't even see what's going on. The next one, if at first you don't succeed, try doing it the way your mother told you from the start. How many times do you want to tell your kids that and you just got to hold your mouth and go, well, good try, if you'd listen the first time. The next one, nothing is really lost until your mom can't find it. Isn't that true? Another one, I love to play hide and seek with my kid. But some days my goal is to find a hiding place where he can't find me until after high school. Have them. The next one, if evolution really works, how come moms only have two hands? I've been there before, holding a kid here, doing this, kicking the stove closed, moving this with your foot. Moms can relate. And then the last one, and I had to put my face there because this is for Natalie. The daughter says to the mom, Mom, what's it like to have the greatest daughter in the world? So I answered, I don't know, honey. You'll have to ask Grandma. So I had to put that in there. Okay, today my message is free to be me. And this is not just for women. Please, this is for everybody. It's Mother's Day, but it's for you. If you're not free in yourself, how can you be free with others? You have to be free, content, comfortable, and happy with who you are in order for others to be happy with who you are. And you know that Romans, well, I'm going to say this first. God is more interested about freeing you in your spirit than he is in freeing you in your situation. It's your spirit he's after, not your situation. God is more interested in delivering us from the inside and rearranging our internal condition than he is about arranging our external affairs. Romans 8, verse 5. It says, for the mind set on the flesh. Did I put that in there, John? Well, this is for free. The mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the spirit is life and peace. So where do you get your life from? From the world, from your job, from your kids. It's from the Spirit of God. The gospel is not very popular to be preached in an age that's in a community with changing scenery. I don't know if you've noticed. Today, it's almost like everything's got to be different, authentic, new, unique. There's nothing new under the sun. We're more concerned about the scenery than we are about our spirits. And you know what? The sad thing is, if you want to go to Cancun and have a wonderful vacation, guess who goes with you? You. So the very issues you have inside, you're going to take with you and are going to go with you on the outside. We have three enemies. Okay, what are those enemies? The world, the devil, the flesh. Okay, the world comes around you. Satan comes against you. And the flesh is within you. So where's the real battle? Who's the real enemy? It's me. Because I can only allow, the scripture says, resist the enemy and what? He will flee. So who's got to do it? Me. So do I blame the devil or do I blame me? Resist the devil and he will flee. We have to take responsibility. I have to realize that my freedom is up to me, not up to this man. So many people think, oh, if I get married, I'll be free. Trust me. I won't say any more. If you have kids, trust me. If you have grandkids, yeah, because you can hand them back. You don't pay for their university college fees. So our biggest enemy is ourselves. And you know that the things that you want, what is flesh? It's the things you want, but you shouldn't have or you can't afford. The things that you watch and read that you shouldn't watch and read. The games that you play that either A, you shouldn't play or you shouldn't be playing them all those hours. The relationships that you want and shouldn't be in. You know that God wants us to walk in complete freedom in every area of our lives, every area. So where's Sam Bertha? How am I doing? Am I being kind? Jerry, am I being kind? They both told me they're going to gauge me today. I'm going to be very kind so far. Okay, you can let me know if I get off course. John 8:36. The scripture says, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free. It says free indeed in some, but I love the true translation. It says you will be free through and through. So if you have the Son in your life and you are surrendering to Him and you're allowing me to be subject to Him, you will be free. It's so simple. And yet we make it so difficult. Galatians 5:1. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then and do not let yourselves be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. What is the yoke of slavery? If Jesus came to set me free, I am free indeed. But what happens is we come to know Jesus, but then we go back to religion. And what does religion do? Bondage. Christianity is freedom. It's done. Religion is bondage. I've got to work at it. I've got to earn it. All right. Isaiah 61 verse 1. Do you say Isaiah here or Isaiah? Okay. Isaiah. Doesn't sound right. Isaiah. How do you say it, Sandra? There you go. It's confirmed. We're two or more agree. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me. Who? Me. So where's the responsibility? The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me because the Lord has anointed who? Me. To preach the what? Good news to the poor. Do you know that word poor, we have taken that totally out of context. It's not just the poor that needs Jesus, it's the rich too. That word poor is those in need. It's not, I don't have any money, I don't have anything to eat. It's those in need. Who's in need? Those that don't know Jesus, period. So we need to reach the down and out, the up and out, the middle and out, and the all and out. It doesn't matter which they are. Everybody needs the gospel. So then he says, he has sent who? Me, to bind up the brokenhearted, not to go and add to it. Do you know the worst thing to do? And I'm just saying this. If you like it, that's good. If you don't, change your ways. When my sister had stage 4 cancer, the worst thing for her, it was not binding up the brokenhearted. When people were telling her what to do. What to eat. My sister was the most healthy person. She knew the word. A lady said to us, we were in the hospital, And she sent a message and she said, if you take a banner and wave it in the room, your sister will receive a miracle. Well, I mean, and we joked, I knew. So we took toilet paper, that's all we had. And I ran around the room and my sister recorded it. I said, well, there you go, Harriet. And she still died. So, you know, we are there to bind up the brokenhearted, not to take salt and rub it in. Okay, that was just for free. So if anybody's in that position, give them love. Stand alongside them. Don't go and try and lord it over them and tell them what to do. To proclaim what? Freedom to the captives and to release from what? Darkness for the prisoners. Now, there's an interesting thing there. He says to release them from the darkness. He doesn't say to release them from the prison. Isn't that interesting? Because you can be in prison like Paul, but you're still free. You can be in a bad situation, but you're still free. You can have lost your house, but you're still free. You can have lost your child, your sister, your mother, your whatever, but I'm still free. And that's why he didn't say freedom from prison. He said freedom from darkness. A good point for you to notice. So if the truth sets you free, what do lies do? They keep you bound. I like that because what does the enemy do? On the surface, he makes it look like all the sharks are coming your way and all this is coming your way. But if you stay in his presence and in the word, what is it? It's just a goldfish underneath. God's got it under control. Do you know, I remember we were in the ocean. There was Mark D, Rod and myself, and we were out there in Jeffreys Bay in an area that we didn't know that not even the surfers go because you are shark bait. We had no clue. And we saw Rod's face look across at us. And I'm telling you, I'm not a very good body surfer. I took that wave. I body surfed right to where I smashed right onto the shore and our little legs ran because he saw a fin. Well, later, I think we found out it was a dolphin. But I thought that little picture says so much because that's how the enemy comes to us. He lies to us. He comes disguised. And yet here we have this piece underneath. I'm just a goldfish. And I'm not saying God's just a goldfish, but he's our protector. Amen? You know that with Paul, he teaches us many lessons when he's in prison. And he says that I'm not out yet, but I'm free. And you know that you're still right there physically, but spiritually I'm free. What was Paul free from when he was in prison? Was he free from pain? He was still in pain. Was he free from uncertainty? Did he know when he was coming out? He didn't even know when his trial was going to happen. It could be 2-3 years, but he still said, I'm free. Was he free from certain people? When he was under house arrest, he was chained to one of the soldiers, the Roman soldiers. He couldn't go anywhere. So did people change? I want to tell you, if you're asking God to remove someone from your life that's sandpapering you, they'll go, but God will bring an even greater grade of sandpaper along the next time. Sometimes people are in your lives for you. I know, right? We had a couple in Zimbabwe, and when we left South Africa to go and help Mark and Deep plant the church, I know this is terrible, but we were like, man, it's so good to leave this couple behind. They were like a thorn. So about a year later, we'd started the church with Mark and Dee. We get this phone call. Oh, from the same people. We've moved to Cape Town. Where's your church? They lived in Muizenberg. We lived in Fishhook. Those that know geography. We said, no, our church is far away from you. So we gave, it's like 15 minutes away. So you can wish people away, but guess what? They'll come. And you know what? We ended up being really good friends. They grew up. We grew up. And we joke about it now. So I'm not talking behind their back. So, and I know there's some people I rub the wrong way. And I know the people that rub me the wrong way. But God says iron sharpens iron. So man sharpens man. But Paul said that he was free. And you know, again, are you free from other people's perspectives, perceptions? When Rod and I started going into the ministry, and I hate saying full-time because everybody's full-time. Do you know the number one reason I didn't want to be a pastor?
was what I thought a pastor's wife was or looked like. Ugly clothes, sandals, a bun. Got to play the piano or the organ. You got to love cake bakes. And you got to crochet, sew, go to all the school functions. I was none of those. But God, I honestly had this revelation of God saying, I just want you as you are. Just as you are. And that's the same with you. You might not fit the mold. I mean, there's a lady in here. I won't point you out because I don't want to embarrass you. Who I would never have known is an incredible surfer from California. I mean, she could teach all of you surfers how to do things. If I just looked at her, I would never have said you're a surfer. But then I say to people, well, then what do I, when they go, you don't look like the pastor's wife, I go, well, then what do I look like? You know, trouble. When we were little, I have to tell you this, about 4 or 5 years ago, I reconnected with a guy that I went to school with through primary school and boarding school. We were in high school, well, part of high school. So we reconnected, and he saw pictures of Mary, Andy, and myself. That's my sisters. We were known as Beans, Bones, and Bugalugs. Mary, Dee was Beans because she was so tall. She was 5'11 at the age of 11. In fact, 5'12. My older sister, Bones, she was nothing but Bones. Rod said if she lifted her arms, she'd fall through her bottom. She was skinny. Then there was me, Bugalugs, because I was always, excuse the term, a bugger. I would always be the one reading stories. But we connected with this guy that we knew really well when we were young. And he says this, Val, it's so good to connect with you and see you Latty girls again. That was our maiden name. He says, you are the three ugly ducklings that turned into beautiful swans. I was like, geez. So I went back and I looked at pictures about that at that age. I'm like, gee, we were ugly ducklings. But you know, you can't, you can either, the reason I said that is I could take those words and all I could hear is, oh my, we were ugly ducklings. Or I could take, we're beautiful swans. It's up to you. We have selective hearing. Men have selective hearing. Psalm 139:13, it says, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. They always say, can I do this? They always say that God made man from dust. He just went, phew. But God formed, fashioned woman. I know, I'm stirring the pot. All right, I'll go to Philippians 1:12. Thank you. Philippians 1:12. Some are more, some are less. Philippians 1:12, 18 to 21. It says, now I want you to know. Now this is Paul writing when he's in prison. I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel. As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I am in chains for Christ. And because of my chains, most of the brothers and sisters have become confident in the Lord and dare all the more to proclaim the gospel without fear. I think this man doesn't know who he is and how free he is. And here he's saying, I'm so glad I'm in prison because it's made everybody else stronger. I'd be whining my head off. I'm telling you, grow up yourself. Let me out. It is true that some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry, but others out of good. Out of goodwill. The latter do so out of love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former preach Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing that they can stir up trouble for me while I am in chains. But listen what he says. So there's some here preaching Christ that can't stand me. There are others preaching Christ that are for me. But this is what he says. What does it matter? What does it matter? The important thing is that in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is preached. And because of that, I rejoice. So if people are speaking bad about you, downing you, don't take that in and suck it up and let it stop you. What did we say? The last message I shared? Shake it off. Shake it off. What was that? Oh, I lost an earring. Thank you. Oh, well. Yeah, I shook it right off. Oh, this one's in. Do you know how many times I go home and I've only got one? And I'm like, what happened to the other? It's the masks. You know, you fling the earring here. And we need to stop living with the if onlys. To be free to be me, stop living with the onlys. If only I had a husband. If only I didn't have a husband. If only I had more money. If only I had a better education. I'm telling you, it's not worth it. I was offered, I was the top English language and English literature student in our county in England. I was in Wiltshire. My dad owned a pub. I was offered a full scholarship to do journalism. But at that time, I wasn't 18. My dad, we had just moved. He'd started the pub. It just wasn't a good time. So my dad had to sign. He didn't sign, so I couldn't be a journalist. So what I did is I decided to go back home to Zimbabwe. Now, I could have had the what if. I was then offered to join the RENS, the Women's Royal Naval Service, and get a degree through them. I chose to go back to Zimbabwe. I could have the what ifs, but I wouldn't have met him. I wouldn't be here today. I wouldn't have three of the most beautiful children and two adopted. And how many grandchildren coming along? So we can't live in the what ifs. All of this pointed to where God had me to go. As long as I stay with him, he will guide me. Amen. Do you know that my first response to salvation was, you're going to hell. If you don't accept Jesus Christ, you're going to hell. I'm telling you, I put my hand up so quick. I'm like, I'm not going to hell. Yes, see this hand. And that was the end. But let me tell you, as I got to know Jesus, and you can put the slide up, it went from a hell story to a love story. I surrender my life to Christ because I love him. Not because I don't want to go to hell. Yeah, I don't want to go to hell. Trust me, neither do you. But it's a choice. It's up to me. God has set me free from my hindrances. And you know that one wrong thought can stop you and rob you from anything. If you have a wrong thought about salvation, you won't get it. I had a wrong thought about marriage. I didn't see good marriages. I was never going to get married till I met this man. So you can have a wrong thought. And self is a cruel God, everybody. It's never satisfied. Do you know that? Self is a cruel God. You want this thing so bad, you get it? A couple of months later, where is it? Be careful. I'm going to skip all this. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. You free yourself from. Here's a list of things. Please free yourself from these things so that you can be who you want to be and who God intended you to be. Free yourself from bitterness and resentment. It will kill you, not the person that you're bitter towards. Bitterness and unforgiveness. Free yourself from shame. You know, that's the hardest thing, is when the enemy wants to bring back these memories. You just got to block it out and go, you know what? He doesn't remember it anymore. I'm not going to, because it will stop you. Free yourself from guilt. Oh, especially women. We can go through so much guilt. We feel guilty because we're not working and bringing an income. Then we feel guilty if we are working because we should be with the kids. Then you feel guilty because you didn't cook. And then, oh, it just goes on and on. Just shake it off. If it's guilt, I always say if it's guilt, it's the enemy. If it's conviction, it's God. Comparison. Free yourself from comparison, especially ladies. I don't know if any of you have seen that joke where the man stands in front of the mirror and he's in shape, round, just one big round. But he looks in the mirror and what does he see? Hercules. And the lady looks in the mirror and she's quite fine. What does she see? Just a big fat blob. I'm telling you, self is a cruel God. You lose weight, but then how much is enough? Then you've got to lose more, and then you've got to lose more. Then the enemy lies to you, and you think you're fatter than you are or grayer than you are. Or just admit you're gray and go to the hairdresser. So Maria and I have some, we've got three things. And you know what the thing is? I can't even remember what they are. Now, probably by the time we get old, we won't even remember one of them. But we're not going to wear velvet tracksuits ever.
band. If you have a velvet one, God bless you. Wear it at home. We're not going to color our hair pink or purple. Can't remember the third one. There was a third one, but I can't. Okay. Comparison. Do you know that Theodore Roosevelt says that comparison is the thief of joy? There's always someone better than you. There's always someone worse than you. Just be yourself. Insecurity. How many of you have been around insecure people? Have your security in God. Hopelessness. He is our hope. Perfection. Let me tell you, none of you are ever going to be perfect. Only Jesus is perfect. Entitlement. Entitlement. There was something I wanted to read. But it's where we feel we get so far with the Lord and we feel entitled that he owes us something now because I've served him so long and I've done this and I've been there and I've got this education. You're entitled to nothing other than here go by I, but by the grace of God. And then fear. Don't allow fear. And I'm going to jump, John, to slide 27. Negative remembrances of the past can paralyze you, but positive remembrances of the past can fuel your faith. If you're going to visit memories, make sure you visit good ones that can fuel your faith, not those that are going to paralyze you and destroy you. And the details will unfold as you go. And then I'm going to jump to, I think it's slide 31. Allow God's word to dictate your inner principle. Then you will react to life's fiery furnace with faith, and the result will be deliverance. In Daniel chapter 3, verses 24 to 25, it's the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We'd always tell the youth that scripture's not Shadrach, Meshach, and to your bed I go. Not happening. So we would always tell the, but with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were thrown into the fiery furnace. And as you know, it says that when Nebuchadnezzar looked, he said, didn't I throw three people in there? I see four. Who is this fourth man? Who is this fourth man? God's not going to take you out of the fiery furnace. Guess what he's going to do? Get right in with you. And when you know who you are, whose you are, we can get through this together. Amen. If you allow the word of God to dictate your outer pressure, then you will react with fear and result in bondage. So I'm going to say, free to be me, no matter the situation, no matter the environment, no matter what people think, no matter what you think. Remember, I am fearfully, wonderfully made, and be free to be who you are. Please be free. Don't compare. And you know, God chooses fairly. God rewards fairly. He doesn't choose fairly. So you might feel, why was that person chosen for that job when I have better qualifications? Well, it's God's choice. But let me tell you, his reward is fair. Keep your attitude right. Keep faithful. Keep loyal. And you get the same reward. Amen. So I'm going to ask Rachel. Where's Rachel? So, Mr. Sam, was I kind? He's not answering. Be free to be me.
Thank you. That was amazing. And yesterday's...
Yes, go over there. Okay.
And yesterday's message was amazing. So obviously God is really putting on the forefront our identity. He's really trying to press that in. And so he's been speaking to me and revealing some things to me. And I love how on Mother's Day in church, the church does a really great job of honoring the mothers. But I also see it's such a great opportunity for a mother to step up and release a mother's blessing just over the atmosphere of people, over all of God's children. And God has just been showing me, you know, and reminding me, pressing it in, because he's really trying to get me to step into my identity. He's really trying to get us all to step into our identity. And he just keeps repeating to me that we are created in his image. In their image, we're created. All of mankind, whether they know God or not, they're created in his image. So for us who know, who've come to that realization, have been have received Christ in us and everything, we can see that we are an expression of God. We are individually an expression of God. And that's why it's so important to step into our identity so that he can be fully expressed on this earth through us. And I'm sure that a lot of you have been hearing, or God's been stirring in you, that there's just this wave of glory coming. There's this big wave of glory coming. And at least that's what he's been stirring in me. And he's just telling me, like, we are that wave. Like, we need to move. And so I love how mothers have this sweet expression of God's heart that men don't. And because we all carry these different expressions. And so, and I'm not devaluing any men or anything, sorry. I'm just saying, like, when we stand in that full expression and we champion our kids, or we believe more than anyone in the gold in people. Like, we can point it out in anyone. And that's how God is with us. And so no matter what's going on around us, no matter where we're failing, God's like, this is where you are championing. This is what you are doing. This is the breakthrough. So I just want to release something over this whole, over the whole county, over, honestly, to step in the gap from a mother's heart, from the expression of God's heart, into shifting this atmosphere that we've come under, just because, honestly, ever since coronavirus started or broke out, it has taken a number from this world. And now whenever there's any sickness that's coming upon people, upon families, we all get into this fearful stance a little bit. Even us who feel like we're not fazed by it, we still go through the thought process. And so I just felt like God wanted us to open up the doors, and actually, like, if someone could open up the doors, anybody, we're going to just do this prophetic act together, collectively, as the body of Christ. We're going to play a song, and this is not a traditional way of ending any church service, but we're going to play a song by Andre Day, Rise Up. And I just really encourage you to stand up where you are in any position that you feel led to face, even if you want to come up here and just sing this song out. The lyrics are going to be up here. No one's going to be on a microphone singing, but we're all going to sing together. And we're all going to rise up, and we're all going to shift the atmosphere, because Christ is in us and we are this glory wave coming. We are, because he's carried through us. So I just want to urge you guys to stand up.
Guys and girls.
Guys, everybody. And girls. I mean, when I say guys, I mean everyone. Sorry. I want to urge everyone.
If you can't physically stand, we know you're standing on the inside.
Yes.
So, thanks, John.
Go ahead, John.
Father, we rise up. We rise. Yeah, Father, we rise up in you.
The silence is quiet. And it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. I don't know you feel that.
Must we take the yeah, amen. Yeah, Father, move these mountains. I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day, I'll rise up, I'll rise unafraid, I'll rise up. And I'll do it a thousand times again. For you, yeah, Father, for you. For you. Yeah.
Each other.
Yeah. No. Father, let us rise up your army, awaken your army, awaken your body, awaken your body. Yeah, awaken your body. Okay. I'll pause. Father, I thank you that each one of us can rise, that I'm free to be me. But Father, for that me to realize that you have put in me everything I need to resist the enemy, to resist the lies, to resist the conflict. Father, we thank you that we have you as our constant, as our anchor, as our hope. And let me go out and be the best me that I can be to reflect you. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.